That ring is Edna. I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, today was supposed to have been the day that the Pine Ridge War Savings staff was to have presented a famous fortune teller to the citizens as a feature of its war bond campaign. However, something seems to have gone wrong with those plans. As we look in on the little community today, we find Squire Skimp in the Jot 'em Down store trying to explain things to Co-Chairman Lum.
But, Squire, you promised us faithful that the fortune teller would be here this afternoon.
I know I did, Lum, and he would have been here today had it not been for certain unforeseen events.
Jenny, look at that lineup of folks out there in front, all waiting to get their fortunes told.
Yes, yes, I saw them, Lum, yes.
Most of them's already bought war bonds so they can get in to see me. Grandpappy Spears has been here since 6 o'clock this morning. Brung his lunch so he could be first in line.
Yes, I know. I talked to him a while ago.
Well, what am I going to tell all them folks?
Well, Lum, if you'll just give me a chance to explain now.
I ain't got enough gnar to go and face them.
Well, you don't need to feel that way, Lum. You advertise that Neo Show the Mystic will be here, and he will be. But one day late.
Yeah, but one day late may be just one day too late. The folks are all going to get mad and want their money back. Now, you wait and see.
Oh, I don't think so, Lum. They've got more than their money's worth already by just buying the bonds. And besides that, one delay in Sam Neosho's arrival will give him a better build-up, add more mystery and suspense to him.
Well, I hope you're right. I got my doubts, though.
Well, you mark my words, Lum. It'll make him just twice as popular as if he'd shown up today.
Yeah, we'll see. What did you say was causing his delay?
It was one of those unfortunate things that could have happened to any of us, Lum. Sam got his Ford Hot Springs, and while waiting in the depot there, he borrowed a gentleman's watch. And
borrowed a watch?
Yes, he wanted to find out what time it was, you know. He was extremely anxious to get here on schedule.
Well, why didn't he just look up on the wall? There's a big clock there, I think.
Sam's rather nearsighted, Lum. In fact, often nearsighted. He can't see a thing unless he holds it right up in front of his eyes.
Sorry to hear that.
Yes, it's quite a handicap. Poor old Sam. Never complains about it, old brave fella, stout fella Sam. Yes.
Yeah, but how would buying a watch delay him?
Well, it seems that when the gentleman handed Sam the watch, his wallet somehow happened to slide out of his pocket and it fell on the floor, I believe. And
well, I still don't see why that was.
Well, now, wait just a minute, Lum. So then Sam, being a polite and considerate man, naturally bent over and picked up the wallet to hand it back to the gentleman. And just then, now this is the unfortunate part, Lum.
Yeah.
Just as Sam had both the wallet and the watch in his hands, a minion of the law. Cop, Lum, policeman, officer of the law, happened to notice him, and through an error of judgment, he mistook Sam for a pickpocket and arrested him.
No, I do not.
Yes, indeed, arrested him on purely false set of circumstances. But that's how matters now stand. And poor, unfortunate, ill-fated Sam is now incarcerated.
He's in where? I thought you said he was in Hot Springs.
Well, he is, Lum. That's where he's incarcerated. He's behind the bars, Lum. He's in jail, man.
Oh,
in jail.
I see. That's what I thought you meant.
Oh, yes. It must be a miserable experience for a delicate, sensitive person like Sam, too.
Well, how long is he going to be in jail?
Well, that depends upon you, Lum.
On me?
Yes, $15 will bail him out, and he can easily get here by tomorrow.
$15?
Yes, you can wire to him, Mom.
Well, just a minute, Squire.
Yeah, what's that?
We done sent him a bunch of money to pay his hotel bill and some more for his train fare here.
Yeah.
We can't keep sending him money all the time, you know.
Well, you want to sell war bonds, don't you, Mom?
Why, sure, of course we do. We got to do that.
Well, then I think that you'll find this $15 a worthwhile investment.
I reckon that's about all we can.
Oh, yes, Mom.
After all them handbills we got out and put up the tent and all.
Yes, it's the thing to do, Mom. There's no doubt about that.
All right, looks like we're stuck.
Now, if you want to, why, you can give me the money and I'll send it to Sam and save you all that bother.
Yeah, all right.
Be glad to do it.
I hope we got that much left in the cash drawer. Sam's running into quite an expense item, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, it's just one of those unfortunate things, Mom. Could happen to anyone.
You mind taking part of a small game?
Why, no, it's perfectly all right, Mom. Anything to help the cause, be glad to do anything I can. Yeah,
just about got that, Mike. Let's see. There you are. $15.
Yes, you better throw in an extra 75 cents there, too, Lum, to cover the cost of the telegraph, you know.
You think there's no end to this? Yep, here you are.
Yes, thank you, Lum.
Hey, Lum, you better go out there and tell them folks something. They're getting mad because that fortune-telling fella ain't showed up yet.
Yeah, I'm scared of that.
And I've run out of all the excuses I can think up, Lum.
Well, I don't know exactly what to tell him myself.
Why, there's only one thing to tell him, Lum. Just tell him and he'll be here tomorrow for sure, right on the dot.
Well, that's what we told him yesterday. I don't know whether they'll believe us this time or not.
Well, it's up to you to convince them, Lum. You can do it. Just tell them that there's merely been a slight delay. And tell them that Sam was, just say that he was held over in Hot Springs by popular demand.
Popular demand?
Yes, Lum.
What does that mean?
Well, he's being held over there. There's no doubt about that. I tell you, you can tell them that he has to complete a big bond deal there before he can leave.
Big bond deal?
Yes. However, it won't be necessary for you to mention that it's a bail bond, Lum.
Oh, yeah. Well, I reckon we could tell him that.
Well, of course you can.
I hate to tell him any stories, though.
Lum, you won't be prevaricating. All you'd be doing is just omitting a small four-letter word. Bail, B-A-I-L, that's all you'd be admitting. And this is all for worthy cause, Lum. The cause for victory and freedom. Now, what better motive is there in the whole world today that you could tell one little word like that for?
Yeah, you're right about that. Abner, will you go out and tell him that?
Yeah, sure. I reckon so, if I can think of it. I wasn't listening very good, I don't think.
Tell him again, Squire.
Well, I say, Abner, just tell him that Sam will be here tomorrow, that he's been held over in Hot Springs by popular demand to finish up a little bond deal there.
I hope you don't get as mixed up telling it as Squire was mixed up telling you.
I believe I can recollect it. I'll just tell him that.
Tell him the fortune teller will be here for sure tomorrow. Make them believe it now.
Yeah, I will.
This campaign's got to be a success. That's all there are to it.
Well, it will be, Lum. I'll give you my word that he'll be here. Don't worry about that for a minute.
Well, I hope so. Go on out and make a public announcement, Abner.
Well, all right. I'll be the best I can.
Good. Jeez, I hope we don't fail on this time. If the folks start losing confidence in us, we never will be able to sell no war bond.
Well, you won't fail them, Lum. I gave you my word, didn't I?
Yeah, I know. I'd like to be sure, though.
Well, Lum, you know my word is as good as my bond. Always has been.
But this is awful important. Wait a minute. I believe you just give me an idea there, Squire. You say your word's as good as your bond.
Always has been and always will be, Lum. A skimp has never been known to go back on his word.
Well, I'm gonna take you at your word then and have you put up a bond.
What was that, Lum?
Here's the deal. You can take that $15 and send it to your friend on one condition.
What's that?
Well, if he don't show up, you buy me and Abner $100 war bond.
$100. Well, now, Lum,
and if he does show up, we'll buy you $100 war bond. That's fair enough, ain't it?
Well, yes, Lum, but there's a slight possibility.
You said he'd be here for sure, didn't you?
Well, yes.
So that ought to be a cinch bet for you, oughtn't it?
Yes, of course, but you see, Lum, there's a slight possibility that Sam might not be able to make it, you know. The crowded, uncertain conditions of train travel and all that these days, you know.
Well, that's the deal. I'll take it or leave it.
All right, I hate to see you lose, Lum. And just to show you I'm a good sport, I'll give you a chance to back out right now.
No, I don't want to back out. If I lose it, it'll be worth it. We got to keep faith with all them folks out there.
Well, all right, Lum. Now, I guess I better get over and wire that money to Sam. I'll see you tomorrow when Sam gets here, then.
Yeah, that'll be fine, Squire. So long.
Yeah, so long. Hey, are you leaving, Squire? Yes, yeah, I'll see you later, Abner.
Uh-huh.
Did you convince him, Abner?
I don't know. I've done the best I could, Lum. Grandpappy Spears was awful mad. I convinced Cedric, I know that, though.
Yeah, well, Cedric, we might not anything we say.
Yeah, he's out there arguing with everybody that still doubts about that fortune-telling fella ever showing up. He's telling them that he'll be here.
Cedric's a good boy.
You sure enough think that fella will show up, Lum?
Well, if he don't, our friend Mr. Skimp's going to have to loosen up and buy a war bond. I'll state that.
Buy a war bond?
I bet him $100 bond that the fella wouldn't get here tomorrow. Or that is, we bet him.
We?
Yeah.
Well, I don't. If he does get here, we'll lose, old Lum.
Well, that's all right. I'd rather that money go to the government than let Squire keep stalling us and get it out of us for Sam's hotel bills and bail and all that.
Yeah, that's right, I reckon. I never thought about it just that away.
Yeah, I think we got old Squire coming or going this time.
Well, good for us. I'd love to get the best of him one time.
Thinking on my part of it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Mr. Abner.
What is it, Ted?
Well, I just put over a gooder.
You did?
Yes, my old squaw.
Squaw?
See, when that fortune teller gets here tomorrow, I'm going to go to make myself some money, I think. Boy.
Make some money?
Yes, well, Mr. Squaw just bet me $100 war bond that he won't show up.